God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to guide us is from the gospel lesson. As Jesus says, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan. Now you got to realize that Samaritans and Jews didn't like each other. In fact, they hated each other. So this brings Jesus' words to clarification of a Samaritan, of one that was hated by the Jews. As he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he took the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. And I'm sure as you look back in your life, you needed help at some time or another. Either help with finances, or help looking after your children or grandchildren. You needed some kind of help. But certainly, you probably didn't need the help of a lonely man who was in a bar staring at his drink. He just stared at that drink. All of a sudden, a heavy-duty lumberjack was sitting at a table near him. And he was getting kind of perturbed because this man didn't drink anything. So he got up, he went up to the bar, and he took that drink and he downed it. Well, as soon as he downed it, that lonely fellow started crying. He says, "Don't cry. I'll buy you another one. I hate to see grown men cry." And the lonely guy said, "You don't know the half of it. This is the worst day in my life. I overslept. I went to the office. I got fired. I went out to the parking lot. My car was stolen. I took a cab home and I left my wallet in the cab. When I got to home, I had a nice little letter from my wife. It read, 'Dear John.' And so I was going to take my own life. And you had to come up and drink it. What help is that?" You and I probably don't need that kind of help. But as we look at our world today, over the last couple years, the pandemic has treated us not so kind. A helping hand seems kind of far-fetched. We don't want to get close to anybody. We don't want to stand near them. We might get COVID. We might get sick. We don't want to lend a hand. And yet, this is what God is telling us. God is using Jesus with this parable of a man who traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, what I said before is that, you know, these Jews and Samaritans didn't like each other. You know, if a Samaritan saw a Jew coming at him, he'd go to the other side of the road. That's how much they hated each other. And here, a Samaritan, a man who was journeying, saw him and took pity on him. God wants us to also help one another. Whether it's in this congregation, or whether it's outside of the congregation. God wants to use us as His witnesses. He wants to use us so that we would tell a story, because each of us has a story in our lives, a story that is pertinent to the Good Samaritan. We can think of the Good Samaritan being Jesus. That Jesus came and bound up our wounds of sin that cut deeply, our wounds of hostility and pride and envy and jealousy. They all attack us, and they cause deep wounds to happen. Deep wounds. And yet Jesus comes and He binds up those wounds with His grace, with His loving grace and compassion. And He heals us. He forgives the sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. And He lifts us up. He takes care of us each and every day. Sometimes it's really hard to help somebody. When I got to Langdon, North Dakota, my first parish in 1982, there were people who said, "Beware of Louis. Louis will find you. And he always has his hand out and expects someone to give something." Louis was living in a car. That was in the parking lot of the ELCA church in Langdon. And I knew the pastor, John, because we were golfing partners my first year there. And he said, "You know, I just sold my car to Louis for $800. I'm not going to see that money at all, but at least he won't sleep in the church." Louis was like that. He would come into church at the conclusion of the service and stand back there and want a helping hand. When everybody went out, he would go to each person and want something. Well, people just wanted to give him something, to give him up his back. And once Louis got it, he went his own way and spent it on various things. But the people thought, "Let's help Louis out." So instead of giving him money, I went down to our local restaurant and had them feed Louis. It was a gesture of help. Sometimes those gestures of help come in various forms of helping someone. To be a witness. Helping someone else to see this Jesus. This Jesus that cares so deeply for us. And that He guides us in the knowledge of Him who gave up His life for us. To give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. A gift of grace. A gift of life. A gift of forgiveness. Gift to lift us up. A gift to empower us to be those servants. Oh, it's difficult to be a witness. A witness for Jesus. We were on the cruise ship, and of course we walked around, got the only place I could really find food for my dietary restrictions was the buffet. And so one morning, I was walking, looking for something, and all of a sudden I saw this couple over by the window, and they had their hands outstretched, and their head was bowed in the word of grace. Don't know who they were, but it was a witness, and that's what God wants us to do. That's why Jesus is using this parable of the Good Samaritan as a witness. that we can attend to those people who have wounds in it anyway by being that helper, being that compassionate person. We have funerals, we have visitations so that we can go to those and give a word of compassion, or maybe a shoulder to cry on, or maybe a handshake. It all helps being a witness and showing forth who Jesus is. There was this young boy. He was standing on one of those heating grates in the big city, New York City. It was a blustery, cold day. He wasn't dressed very warmly. Looked tattered and torn. A woman started passing by, and she had all the clothes appropriate for the weather. And she stood and chatted with the boy and felt compassion. She took him to a clothing store just a block away and had him fitted from the head to the toe with all the appropriate clothing items. And they walked out of the store. They said goodbye to one another, and they started to turn and go their separate ways when the boy looked back and said to the woman, "Are you God's mother?" And the woman said, "No, but I'm a child of God." And the young boy said, "I knew that you were related." See, that's what love is. Jesus loved us. He stretched his arms on the cross and died. But that's not the end of the story, is it? Because he was in the tomb for 3 days, and then he rose from the dead to give life everlasting and forgiveness of sins to all people. All people need that love, that grace, that forgiveness. In Christ's holy name, amen.